Managing inventory and minimizing waste. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome store managers to this edition of Thrive from C-Store Center on managing inventory and minimizing waste for corporate-owned convenience store managers. In today's fast-paced retail environment, efficient inventory management and waste reduction are essential for maximizing profitability and customer satisfaction. Throughout this episode, we'll delve into the crucial role that inventory management plays in the success of convenience stores and strategies for minimizing waste to improve operational efficiency and sustainability. First, we'll discuss the importance of managing inventory effectively and the challenges convenience store managers face. Next, we'll explore various techniques and best practices for tracking inventory, controlling stock levels, and optimizing ordering processes. Additionally, we'll examine the significance of minimizing waste in convenience stores and its impact on the bottom line. We'll explore strategies for identifying and reducing different types of waste, such as expired products, overstocking, and damaged goods. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of managing inventory efficiently and minimizing waste in your corporate-owned convenience store, which will ultimately lead to increased profitability and customer satisfaction. So let's dive in. Understanding inventory management. Now that we've established the importance of managing inventory effectively, let's delve deeper into what inventory management entails and why it's crucial for the success of convenience stores. First and foremost, inventory management refers to overseeing and controlling the flow of goods into and out of a store. It involves everything from ordering and receiving products to stocking shelves and monitoring stock levels. In essence, it's about ensuring that the right products are available in the right quantities at the right time to meet customer demand. However, managing inventory in a convenience store comes with its own set of challenges. Unlike larger retail establishments, convenience stores typically have limited space, meaning every square inch of shelving must be optimized for maximum efficiency. Additionally, many convenience store items, such as perishable goods and impulse purchases, have a short shelf life, making accurate forecasting and replenishment critical. Despite these challenges, effective inventory management in convenience stores is essential for achieving several key goals. One of the primary objectives is to optimize stock levels to strike the right balance between having enough inventory to meet customer demand without overstocking, which ties up capital and increases holding costs. Another goal is to prevent stockouts, as running out of popular items can result in lost sales and dissatisfied customers. By understanding the fundamentals of inventory management and the unique challenges it presents in the context of convenience stores, managers can develop strategies to streamline operations, minimize costs, and enhance the overall customer experience. Now, let's explore some of these strategies in more detail. Inventory tracking and control. Now that we understand the importance of effective inventory management, let's examine the tools and techniques used to track and control inventory in convenience stores. Inventory tracking methods vary in complexity, ranging from manual tracking using spreadsheets or pen and paper systems to more advanced technologies such as barcode scanning and RFID radio frequency identification. Manual tracking methods may suffice for smaller convenience stores with limited inventory, but they can be time-consuming and prone to errors. On the other hand, barcode scanning involves assigning a unique barcode to each product and using a handheld scanner or POS point-of-sale system to record transactions and update inventory levels automatically. This method offers greater accuracy and efficiency, especially in larger stores with a wide range of products. RFID technology takes inventory tracking to the next level by using radio frequency signals to track items in real time. Each product is equipped with an RFID tag containing a unique identifier, allowing store managers to remotely monitor inventory movement throughout the store. While RFID technology offers unparalleled accuracy and automation, it can be costly and not practical for all convenience stores. Regardless of the tracking method, accurate inventory counts are essential for identifying discrepancies and preventing shrinkage, which refers to inventory loss due to theft, damage, or administrative errors. Real-time tracking enables managers to quickly identify differences between expected and actual inventory levels, allowing them to investigate and address issues promptly. To maintain accurate inventory records and minimize shrinkage, convenience store managers should implement inventory control measures such as regular audits, stock rotation, and adherence to FIFO first in, first out, or LIFO last in, first out principles. Regular audits involve physically counting inventory on a scheduled basis to verify accuracy and identify discrepancies. Stock rotation ensures that older products are sold before newer ones, reducing the risk of spoilage or obsolescence. FIFO and LIFO principles dictate the order in which inventory is sold or used, with FIFO prioritizing older stock and LIFO prioritizing newer stock. By leveraging these inventory tracking and control methods, convenience store managers can maintain accurate inventory records, prevent shrinkage, and ensure that the right products are available to meet customer demand. Now, let's explore some strategies for optimizing inventory management in convenience stores. Minimizing waste in convenience stores. Now that we've discussed inventory tracking and control, let's focus on another critical aspect of inventory management, minimizing waste. In convenience stores, waste can take various forms, including expired products, overstocking, and damaged goods. Expired products result from poor inventory management or insufficient sales velocity, leading to losses due to spoilage or obsolescence. Overstocking occurs when stores order excessive quantities of products, resulting in excess inventory that may not sell before expiration. Damaged goods can result from mishandling during storage or transportation, leading to unsellable products and potential revenue loss. The financial and environmental impacts of waste in retail operations are significant. Not only does waste contribute to financial losses through inventory write-offs and disposal costs, but it also has environmental consequences due to the resources consumed in producing, packaging, and transporting goods that ultimately go to waste. To minimize waste in convenience stores, managers can implement various strategies to optimize inventory levels and reduce excess stock. One effective strategy is implementing FIFO first-in, first-out practices, which prioritize selling older inventory before newer stock. By rotating stock based on expiration dates, managers can ensure that products are sold before reaching their expiration dates, reducing the risk of spoilage and waste. Optimizing order quantities is another essential strategy for minimizing waste. By analyzing sales data and demand patterns, managers can determine the optimal order quantities for each product, avoiding overstocking while ensuring that popular items remain in stock. Additionally, reducing packaging waste by opting for eco-friendly and minimizing excess packaging can help minimize waste and environmental impact. By implementing these strategies and adopting a proactive approach to inventory management, convenience store managers can effectively minimize waste, reduce costs, and contribute to a more sustainable retail operation. Effective ordering and replenishment strategies. Now that we've delved into minimizing waste, let's explore how convenience store managers can enhance their ordering and replenishment strategies to optimize inventory management further. Ordering and replenishing inventory efficiently is crucial for maintaining adequate stock levels while minimizing excess inventory and waste. To achieve this, managers can adopt several best practices that streamline the ordering process and ensure optimal inventory levels. Firstly, forecasting demand is essential for determining the quantity and timing of orders. Managers can anticipate customer demand and adjust their ordering by analyzing historical sales data, seasonal trends, and market conditions. Setting par levels, which represent the minimum quantity of each item needed to meet demand until the next order arrives, helps prevent stockouts while avoiding overstocking. Establishing reorder points is another effective strategy for ensuring timely replenishment of inventory. Reorder points indicate the inventory level at which a new order should be placed to avoid stockouts. By setting reorder points based on lead times, sales velocity, and safety stock requirements, managers can automate the ordering process and minimize the risk of running out of essential items. Vendor management plays a crucial role in effective ordering and replenishment. Maintaining good relationships with suppliers is essential for securing favorable terms, negotiating competitive pricing, and ensuring timely deliveries. Managers can optimize supply chain efficiency and minimize lead times by communicating regularly with suppliers and providing accurate forecasts. In addition to traditional ordering methods, managers can leverage technology to streamline the ordering process and make data-driven decisions. Automated ordering systems can analyze real-time sales data and automatically generate purchase orders based on predefined criteria. Data analytics tools can provide insights into sales trends, customer preferences, and inventory performance, empowering managers to make informed decisions about ordering and replenishment. By implementing these effective ordering and replenishment strategies and leveraging technology and data analytics, convenience store managers can optimize their inventory management processes, reduce waste, and ensure that their stores are well stocked with the right products at the right time. Employee training and accountability. Now that we've covered effective ordering and replenishment strategies, let's focus on the crucial role that employee training and accountability play in optimizing inventory management and minimizing waste. Employee training is essential to effectively implementing inventory management procedures and waste reduction strategies. By providing comprehensive training programs, convenience store managers can equip their employees with the knowledge and skills to handle inventory accurately and minimize waste. Training should cover various aspects of inventory management, including proper product handling and storage, accurate recording of inventory transactions, and adherence to waste reduction protocols. Employees should also be educated on waste's financial and environmental impact and the importance of minimizing it to optimize store operations. In addition to training, empowering employees to take ownership of inventory control and waste reduction initiatives is essential. Managers should communicate the importance of these initiatives and encourage employees to contribute ideas and suggestions for improvement. Managers can foster a culture of accountability and engagement by involving employees in decision-making processes and giving them a sense of ownership. Strategies for fostering accountability include setting clear expectations and goals for inventory management and waste reduction, providing ongoing training and support, establishing performance metrics to track progress. Managers should regularly communicate with employees about performance expectations and provide feedback and recognition for their efforts. Recognizing and rewarding employees for their contributions to inventory management and waste reduction is essential for maintaining motivation and engagement. Whether through verbal praise, incentives, or performance-based bonuses, acknowledging employees' efforts shows their contributions are valued and appreciated. By prioritizing employee training and accountability and empowering employees to take ownership of inventory management and waste reduction initiatives, convenience store managers can create a culture of excellence and continuous improvement that drives efficiency and reduces waste. Measuring performance and continuous improvement. As convenience store managers, it's crucial to implement effective inventory management and waste reduction strategies, continually monitor performance, and seek opportunities for improvement. Let's delve into measuring performance and implementing continuous improvement initiatives. Firstly, it's essential to identify key performance indicators, KPIs, that provide insight into the effectiveness of inventory management and waste reduction efforts. Common KPIs include inventory turnover rate, shrinkage percentage, waste-to-sales ratio, and on-shelf availability. By tracking these metrics, managers can assess the health of their inventory management practices and identify areas that require attention. Regular monitoring of KPIs is essential for staying informed about the performance of inventory management and waste reduction initiatives. Managers should establish a cadence for reviewing weekly, monthly, or quarterly KPIs to ensure timely detection of any issues or trends. Analyzing performance data allows managers to identify areas for improvement and take proactive measures to address them. For example, if the inventory turnover rate is lower than expected, it may indicate overstocking or slow-moving inventory that needs to be addressed. By digging into the root causes of performance issues, managers can develop targeted solutions to optimize inventory management practices and reduce waste. Continuous improvement is a fundamental aspect of effective inventory management and waste reduction. Managers should implement strategies for ongoing review and refinement of processes to drive continuous improvement. This may include conducting regular reviews of inventory management practices, soliciting employee feedback on potential improvement areas, and benchmarking against industry standards and best practices. Furthermore, managers can leverage technology and data analytics tools to gain insights into performance trends and identify opportunities for optimization. For example, inventory management software can provide real-time visibility into inventory levels and sales data, enabling managers to make data-driven decisions and adjust strategies accordingly. By embracing a culture of continuous improvement and leveraging performance data to inform decision-making, convenience store managers can enhance their inventory management practices and minimize waste effectively. Conclusion. In wrapping up today's episode, let's recap some key takeaways and reinforce the importance of effective inventory management and waste reduction strategies for convenience store managers. We've explored inventory management fundamentals, including tracking and control methods and strategies for minimizing waste in convenience stores. From understanding inventory turnover rates to implementing FIFO practices and optimizing ordering processes, managers can employ numerous tactics to streamline operations and enhance profitability. Additionally, we've discussed the significance of employee training and accountability in driving successful inventory management and waste reduction initiatives. Managers can foster a culture of accountability and drive continuous improvement by empowering employees with the knowledge and tools they need to take ownership of these processes. Lastly, we've emphasized measuring performance and implementing continuous improvement initiatives to drive ongoing success. By regularly monitoring key performance indicators and leveraging data analytics tools, convenience store managers can identify areas for improvement and refine their strategies to achieve optimal results. As you reflect on today's episode, I encourage you to apply the strategies discussed in your stores. Whether you optimize your inventory management processes, minimize waste, or empower your employees to take ownership of these initiatives, there are numerous opportunities to drive positive change and enhance operational efficiency. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics. Until next time, happy managing. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can convenience store managers leverage data analytics to identify trends and patterns in inventory management and waste reduction? 2. What role do employee training and accountability play in implementing effective inventory management and waste reduction strategies? 3. How might external factors such as seasonal demand fluctuations or supplier disruptions impact convenience stores' inventory levels and waste generation? 4. What innovative approaches can convenience store managers take to minimize waste and optimize inventory turnover rates? 5. How can convenience store managers foster a culture of continuous improvement to drive ongoing success in inventory management and waste reduction efforts? Thank you for tuning into another insightful episode of Thrive from C-Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more employee-related content for the convenience store. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Thrive from C-Store Center is a sink or swim production.